feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Şimdi Nairobi, Mauritius, Dubai, UK, Lagos, Zambia, South Africa and Bharatvasis. Continuing the same group. Seeing the situations of the world, it is only going to get worse. It is not going to get any better. This is why whatever effort each of you is making, that is good. Even so, all of you still have facilities. As you progress further, the facilities will become difficult. Look at the children in Russia. They have very good enthusiasm, but because the facilities are difficult, they have to wait there. But the love and the sound of their heart and the thirst for a meeting reach Baba. To stay there out of there, your own excuse is different from an actual circumstance which prevents you from coming. So you are lucky that even now the circumstances are not so difficult. Those who take the chance of this fortune move forward. So your line of fortune becomes elevated as soon as you become worthy and take a chance. Achha. So this was year 1992. What had happened in 91 in Russia? Baba is saying that look at the children in Russia. They have very good enthusiasm, but because the facilities are difficult, they have to wait there. October 1991, there was a dissolution of USSR. Earlier it was USSR. Then it got changed. So there was a lot of political turmoil, Cold War and so many things. So probably, I think, because of those reasons, the group from Russia might not have come. So Baba is saying, the situations are going to get worse. Don't think that the situations of the world is going to get better. It is not going to get better. As you progress further, the facilities will become difficult. Facilities means? So, there would be shortage of things. Shortage of essentials. More and more. Whatever you are enjoying now may not be there. So, this is sort of prediction Baba is making. Baba is perhaps the greatest Nostradamus. He predicts, He knows this is going to happen, that is going to happen, and He warns us beforehand. Baba is saying the situation of the world is going to get worse. There's a joke. In that joke, there was a survey done. And the only question that was asked in the survey was, would you please give your honest opinion about solutions to the food shortage in the rest of the world? So what is the topic of the survey? Please give your honest opinion about what? Shortage of food in the rest of the world. Now look at how the people in the world reacted. Africa. In Africa, they didn't know what food meant. Africa, they did not know what is food. In India, they didn't know what honest means. The question was, give your honest opinion. So India, nobody knows what is honest. In Europe, they didn't know what shortage meant. What is shortage? It's not known to Europe. It's rich. In China, they didn't know what opinion meant. In Middle East, they didn't know what solution meant. In South Africa, they didn't know what please meant. What is please? In USA, they didn't know what the rest of the world means. What we have to do with the rest of the world? It's a political joke. So, things are going to go from bad to worse, from worse to worst. So, situation of the world is going to be horrible. That was a prediction done in 1992 when the USSR was dissolved and Soviet Union, Russia was gone. Eastern Europe, Ukraine, they no more remained the part of Russia, and many political upheaval took place during that time. So Baba is congratulating those children who have reached Madhuban. You have taken chance. The line of your fortune becomes elevated as soon as you become worthy and you have taken chance. So, a lot of time has gone by and that only a short time remains. That is today's Murli's essence. There would be death for the prey and joy for the hunter. Death for the prey and joy for the hunter. Miruva moth maluka shikar. So you are those hunters, angels, maluks. You will go along with the father and there would be wide-scale devastation in the world. It will be death for the prey. And for you hunters, it will be joy. So time is precious. 1 second is equivalent to 1 year. Today's slogan. 1 second is equivalent to 1 year. So don't waste your time in worthless things, in worthless talks. Time is very, very precious. So many things you have to do yet. A lot of seva is still remaining. And the world is passing through a very difficult time. We really do not know when the third wave of the pandemic will strike. The first wave, the second wave, and then the third wave. So, one has to become strong in order to face all the shortages. Baba said, there would be shortage of facilities. Whatever you have now, tomorrow you may not have them. You know, COVID-19 pandemic had two things about economy. One was panic buying. This happened in 2020 when the pandemic started. Panic buying means to purchase as much as possible, thinking that they would not be available in future. So people resorted to panic purchasing. Toilet papers, mostly across the world, sanitizers, masks, food, and so many other essential things. Stock as much as possible in the house. That is known as panic buying. And another is price gouging. Price gouging means shopkeepers, they overprice, put overprices on things. 10 rupees pain, so they will make it 100 rupees. So, sudden inflation, mehengai, sudden inflation. So, these were the two things that happened in COVID-19 pandemic. By panic buying on the side of public, and from shopkeeper side, price gouging. So, many such things happen. So, definitely, whatever we have now may not be available. So, what are the facilities we have which would not be available? Mobile, internet. Just imagine 2 days there was storm. This network were not working. Electricity, vehicles, petrol, diesel, food, land, crops, money, water, pure air. So there would be shortage of so many things. Freedom to go out. The greatest is this. You can't go out. Lockdown. So, the situation is going to get worse. One must learn to become independent. Learn to live with privations, with shortages. Today things are there, tomorrow they may not be there. But you should remain least affected. So everything which you enjoy now, electrics, electricity, media, television, communication, network, internet, social, networking, and clothes, and food, and air, and water. Everything will get polluted. Just imagine if the air gets polluted, what happens? So many people will die, just like that. There was a group of prisoners once. They were carried from one person to another place. And they were locked in one transport vehicle where there was hardly any room for air to enter. There were 150 of them. When they reached the place, 25 were dead. Well, there was no air entry. So impure air, impure water. Just imagine, the water gets impure. What will happen? Disease will struck. Many will die. Food. You have food now. Everything is there. So imagine, vegetables not available, fruits not available, import-export system comes to a halt, Another thing is drugs, medicines. You know, there was a joke, this one, somebody sent a picture, marriage of 2022. So one stall, steam. Second stall, kada. Third stall, dolo. Fourth stall, zinc. Then vitamin C. These are the stalls in marriage. Marriage 2022. Sanitizer. So these are the different stalls. So these are the things you will get on bouquet, this thing, on that buffet, food, all those things, herbs. So there would be shortage of food, shortage of essentials, shortage of drugs, shortage of doctors, shortage of beds. There's another joke. A person carries a bed on his shoulder and reaches the hospital. Sir, I have brought the bed. Please give me treatment. Because there is shortage of bed everywhere. In the corridors, patients are kept everywhere in India. The hospitals are full. The ambulances are standing in front of the hospital, waiting for their number to come. And some of them die in the ambulance itself. There is a triage system. Who is the most serious? Others have to wait. So you have to wait with your patient in the ambulance for 4, 5, 6 hours outside the hospital before you get your chance to enter inside. And by the time you reach ICU up there, your saturation becomes 30. That patient requires crash intubation and mechanical ventilation. Whilst he was waiting outside in the ambulance, it was okay. But during transport, moving a serious patient from ambulance to stretcher and stretcher to lift and again lift to the ward or ICU. So many, the link get broken at some point of time and many casualties happen during this transport. So lack of bed, lack of doctors, lack of medicines, lack of hospitals, shortage of food, shortage of necessities of life. Shortage of oxygen cylinder, concentrators, shortage of ventilators, so many things. So world has seen this, has passed through this crisis period, or is passing through. So the future times are going to be difficult. That's why, what is the thing you have to do? Make yourself very strong. Make yourself very powerful, that you don't need anything. You can survive without anything. If you don't get good mattress to sleep, sleep on the mat. You should be happy. Get accustomed to it. You may not get good clothes. The weather become unfavorable. Sudden storm, sudden rain. Everything would be thrown out of control. So one should be ready to face all such situations. That's why Baba said, your every second is important. 1 second is equivalent to 1 year. It will be definitely death for the prey, but for you hunters, it will be joy. So be as much powerful as possible. Powerful means no dependence. Powerful means strong, shining, obstacle-free, angelic dress. What you have to wear? Shining, obstacle-free, angelic dress that we are going to revise in Hindi class of 18 January 1980. Shining, obstacle-free, angelic dress. When nothing affects you, nothing disturbs you. Wear this dress, do your task and come back. Today's blessing. Get detached. You come, wear the costume, take off and detached. That much detachment you should have. Detachment from everything. In the scriptures, Hindu scriptures, Shankar is shown as Tapasvi. Where he stays? What are the three favorite places of Shankar? One is mountains. First, He loves to be in the mountains. Sometimes he goes and sits there in meditation in mountains. Years roll by. He is not aware of what is happening in the world. He is away from the Maya of the world. He doesn't know so many years have passed, thousands of years have passed, and he is unaware. He is lost in his tapasya. He is so detached, fulfilled in his vairagya, absolute stage of vairagya. So first is mountains. So we must also love with your mind, viman of intellect. Reach mountain and sit in tapasya for hours together. One. Second, jungles, deep jungles, thick forest. The second favorite place of Shankar is thick forest. Sometimes he goes and sits in the forest, unaware of what is happening in the world. He has no business with anybody. No business with any woman, nothing, nothing. He has nothing to do with anybody. He is absolute vairagi, situated in his vairagya. The second favorite place is forest. Which is the third favorite place? Cremation ground. He just goes and sits in the cremation ground with the ash rubbed. That reminds him of the impermanence of the world. Everything is impermanent. Everything is short-lasting. He is fearless. He doesn't have any fear. Everything of this world is fraught with fear. Everything. Whatever you do. Rupe jaraya bhayam. If you are very beautiful, you have a fear of old age. Vrittanupalat bhayam. Everything is fraught with fear in this world. If you are lot of money, you have fear of income tax officer. Gune khala bhayam. If you are very virtuous, you are always in fear of those who oppose you, who criticize you. Sarva vastu bhayanvitah. Everything of this world is filled with bhaya, with fear. Vairagya is the only thing which is without fear. That is Bharatari Vairag Shatakam. Vairagya is the only thing which is without fear. Shankar is sitting in the cremation ground. He doesn't fear. He is deathless. So be deathless. Be fearless. Such fearless soul can see all these things which are going to come in the world. On one side, COVID. Another side, storm. Third side, political upheaval. Another side, your own sanskars. And then suddenly Third World War. And then alaukik souls, disturbances, sanskars, conflict. And then evil souls. And then criminalized souls. Then vices. Then five elements. So many things together will attack everything. What will happen then? Now one element strikes, one disease, the whole world is shaken. Somebody had made a calculation, what is the weight of the virus? So whatever the viruses that have affected the world, the total weight is 1 gram. Total overall weight, if you calculate, just imaginary. So this 1 gram has affected the whole world. The whole world bows down in front of this 1 gram. Total weight of all the combined viruses. So things are going to get worse. So be strong. Like this Shankar Tapasvi. Go and sit in Himalayas with your viman of intellect. Go and sit in the jungle with your viman of intellect. Go and sit in cremation ground and see the dance, the naked dance of death. Shining, obstacle-free angelic dress. Wear this and you are Maya-proof, waterproof, vice-proof, tragedy-proof, shortage-proof, calamity-proof, war-proof, so many things. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Seeing the situation of the world, it is only going to get worse. It is not going to get any better. This is why, whatever effort each of you is making, that is good. Even so, all of you still have the facilities As you progress further, the facilities will become difficult. Look at the children in Russia. They have very good enthusiasm, but because the facilities are difficult, they have to wait there. But the love and sound of their heart and the thirst for a meeting reach Baba. To stay there out of your own excuse is different from an actual circumstance which prevent you from coming. So you are lucky that even now the circumstances are not so difficult. Those who take the chance of this fortune move forward, so your line of fortune becomes elevated. As soon as you become worthy and take a chance. Acha, Avyakta Murli, 13th February 1992. Om Shanti.